It's time for another live report on Todd 1070 and 92.1 WEKT.
And we're back at Billy Goat Hill, and I tell you, I've been enjoying my sloppy Joe all during the time we're visiting here at Billy Goat Hill, and it's delicious, Melissa. I always enjoy. Second or third time I've had this, and I almost did hamburger steak earlier, and I'm like, I'm going back to sloppy Joe. It's delicious. So you guys do a fantastic job with that.
Thank you very much. I'm glad you enjoy it.
We had a chance to visit with Miss Vicky earlier, but you got a great staff that's worked with you for a long time, and that's really what kind of makes it makes a great place to be. Plus, you have a very dedicated group of folks who come see you every day.
They do. We have a great staff. They're hard workers, and they, when I say we've got to get something done, they jump in and we get it done, whether it's by catering or a party of 20 that's coming in. I mean, we're a small little restaurant, so we got to get, you know, a party of 20 in and out so that other people can come in and eat, especially our regulars. We have a great group of regulars. We have a group of men that come in the morning, and we have several that come during lunchtime, and even ones on Friday nights that just are here all the time, and we enjoy our regular customers and glad that they enjoy us.
I think it's good because I think I'm sitting in the Frank McReynolds chair. Is that right?
Yeah, that's Mr. Frank's chair. And it's kind of funny. Sometimes there'll be somebody sitting in it when he comes in, and I'll say, can you move down one chair just because that's Mr. Frank's chair? And I've never had a customer say no. They always move down, and they're perfect. And then they start carrying on a conversation with Mr. Frank. And we have a gentleman that comes from Nashville, and his name is actually Frank also.
Oh, really?
And his name is Mr. Frank Minks, and he brings the Tennessean when he comes in and leaves it for Mr. Frank to breed. And so, you know, it's just the connections like that people have. And we had some people from Canada last week when we were kind of closed and we were having to eat outside, but they had been to Nashville, and not sure who they spoke to, but somebody had told them in Nashville that they needed to come up here and eat with us, and so they came and ate and sat outside in the hot last Friday, and said they thoroughly enjoyed it. And we had some men from Michigan last week. Derek Geyer, who owns Kentucky Lumber, he's a big advocate for us. He, when people come in from all over to get their lumber, they ask him where to eat, and he sends them up here. So we get people from all over because of our dedicated customers that enjoy our company, enjoy our food, and we enjoy them too.
Quickly become a staple here in Elton and Todd County, and you guys got some big plans for the future at the farm. Tell us about what you're planning there.
We do. We've got about 4 months, 4.5 months, and we will be moving off the square and moving. Hopefully, we'll be fully built by February 1st, and we're going to build out on our farm and start having our services there. We hope to be able to bring back our store a little bit in the new place. And do some other fun farm activities, letting people know, showing people where their food comes from, and why the big thing is you know, why God gave us animals, why He gave us plants, and why how we're to use those to help nourish our bodies and to give back to our you know, the agriculture part of it with the regenerative ag and stuff. So Robbie's really into that right now, and trying not to use chemicals and things like that, and to use what God gave us, and that's the natural earth.
I think it's so important because what you're raising here, that you sell here inside the restaurant, comes right from the farm. Chicken, your chicken does, your beef does, your meats do, and then a lot of your vegetables as well. And to do it that way, people know they're getting something they can trust right here that's grown right here.
Yes, I mean, that is the goal, is eventually that everything in here pretty much will be raised on the farm, and like all of our seasonings and things, those things are Kentucky-based products. We're trying to support other small businesses in Kentucky with our jellies and jams and honey and all of our seasonings that we use. We just feel like that it's a more natural process, and we know where our food is coming from. We know the people that we get our food from. And we feel like that everybody that we get our food from does a good job.
You know, we were talking off here, and I bet folks know this, your husband, Robbie, he really studies the genetics and works to find the right type of cattle and chickens for you guys to use here in the restaurant to where you're running on the farm, too.
Well, he does. He got his degree he graduated from Western, but he went 3 years to UK, and he got in animal science, and he really loves the genetics part of it, to make sure that you get a good product, you know, the right marbling and everything to give you the best flavor beef that there is. And so he studied that for many years now, and I think we might have it almost down pat.
I was going to say you do, because ribeyes, fillets, catfish tonight, and you were telling me most of your cattle are grading up in the high choice and lower prime, right?
Right. Of course, every cow that goes through, we get our meats processed at hand. So they grade our meat every time, and like they do everybody's, and you get that back. And all of ours grade either high choice or prime. So we pride ourselves on making sure that we're up there in the top of the category, so that you're getting the best that you can get.
Very important. Tonight is steak night. Ribeyes, fillets on the menu, catfish as well. What's more popular, ribeyes, fillets, or catfish? What are people wanting on Friday night?
I would say the most popular steak is the ribeye, but when we have fillets, we do sell out of them. Any cow only produces so many of each steak and stuff. We sell a place in Clarksville, Tennessee called Little's Fish Market, and they get their fish from the Kentucky Lake. So it's Kentucky fish also. Not necessarily, I guess, raised in Kentucky, yeah. But they are in the Kentucky Lake, yeah. And so they're Kentucky fish. So, and that is our whole goal here, is to get as many Kentucky products that we can and support as many Kentucky families that we can, because that's where we live and that's what we want to do.
You also work with some of the students and the students at Todd County Central High School as well, and they help you with some of your projects too.
We've had several co-op kids over the years. We don't have a co-op student this year, but we're more than welcome to welcome one next year, or if they need someone wants a job and wants to learn about the restaurant business or the food industry in general. We do work with the school system on trying to get them fresh meat in. I did stop that program for just a little bit, but the food service director did call me the other day and said that they were starting it back up, and so she wanted to talk to me about getting the fresh ground beef and maybe even steaks again into the school system. So we did feed the high school steaks one time, and so I'm sure the other schools would probably like that opportunity also.
Word gets around the high schools having steak, everybody wants steak.
Of course, yeah. Robbie being a middle school teacher, the middle school teachers were like, "Hey, what's up with that? How come the high school got steaks and we didn't?" Yeah. And he said, "Hey, that's not me, that's my wife."
That's right. Of course, you ran the school food service system. You ran the school food service system in Trent, Taipei for a long time.
I did. I was there for almost 18 years. I was the food service director for that time. And still got a lot of connections there at the school. I mean, we love our school system. We love our county. And that's why we enjoy what we do.
Fantastic. Love what you guys do here. Always enjoy coming to Billy Goat Hill and celebrating with week. Help the farm be prepare a good meal. You guys are willing to do that, and certainly working around the farm to make sure that happens as well. And that's good. We appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for coming in today.
I always look forward to it. With Billy Goat Hill Farm Safety Week, talking really about Billy Goat Hill and what they do. Can't wait to see you when you're out in your new place. Coming up in February, we'll hopefully be out there with you in the springtime. And, of course, we're on Todd 1070 and 92.1 FM.